messenger, Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my old wretched soul. And oh, yeah, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. And then after he saved my soul, he turned around and chose my vessel unto himself to bear his name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Praise be to his holy name. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And the second greatest commandment is like unto the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you continue to count us worthy of your calling and fulfill all the good pleasures of your goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in us and we in him, according to the grace of you, God, and the Lord Jesus Christ. And let his bride say, amen. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is truly the Lord's doing that once again, by his grace, he have gathered us here together again. Oh, bless his holy name. And for the Bible clearly tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And first and foremost, as always, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yeah, we thank God this morning for the few of you that have tuned in by internet and by radio, for the Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but a few are chosen. Many shall seek to enter into this true resting place, but only a few shall find it. And what a wonderful time to be dead by thee faith, and our lives hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 declares. What a wonderful time to be in that true hiding place, the only hiding place, that true foundation where one can hide from the wiles of the devil, hide from the violent men, hide from the coronavirus, hide from all evil, for no more evil to set upon you in this true hiding and resting place. And as usual, if you have your Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 2, once again this morning, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to draw you out of the darkness of religion and invite you to rest in this great light of this glorious gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified. One Lord, one faith. And one baptism. Oh, praise be to his holy name. 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 19. And the Spirit of the Lord says, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, and with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by his will. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy name. We find in 2 Timothy chapter 2, the Holy Spirit is telling us that if a believer purges himself of dishonorable dead works of the flesh, vessels of wood and earth, then that person can be an honorable vessel of gold and silver, which is holiness, and able to be used by the risen Lord in us to do every good work through us. Oh, praise his holy name. And how can a believer purge himself of dead works of the flesh? The believer does it by the only faith Christ left his church, by the faith in a baptism of death with Christ on the cross. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 and 23, it says, "And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your minds by wicked works, yet now had he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith grounded and settled," if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, "and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel," and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, "which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister." You see, a dead man can't do any works of the flesh. You ever passed by a cemetery and saw the folk cutting up, cussing and fussing, smoking weed, talking foolish talk? Oh, no. See, a dead man can't do any works of the flesh. Romans chapter 6, verse 6 and 7 says, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him," old man representing the sin nature, "that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin." And the Bible tells us, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and lusts." You see, as long as our sinful nature remains dead by the faith in a baptism of death with Christ on the cross, then our vessel is holy and able to be used by the risen Lord in us. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 4, the Holy Spirit says, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. My friends, this is the only faith that allows the Holy Spirit to empower the risen Lord in us to do every good work through our mortal flesh. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 23 says, it is the Holy Spirit working through the faith who empowers Jesus in us to do the good works. And at the same time, through the same faith, he empowers our mortal flesh to serve Jesus in us with our bodies. Romans chapter 8, verse 10 through 11 says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15 says, and he that is dead, he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. You see, if we have any faith other than the faith in our baptism of death with Christ on the cross, then we prohibit the Holy Spirit. We stop the Holy Spirit from empowering the risen Lord in us and from empowering our mortal flesh to serve the risen Lord in us with our mortal bodies. Romans chapter 8, verse 13 and 14 says, but if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And this is due to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. My friends, hopefully, the Holy Spirit has made you see through this explanation that we can have Jesus in us and be saved at the present. But if our faith is not the faith, Jesus won't have any power to do any good work. And our mortal flesh won't have any power to serve him with our mortal bodies. Therefore, Jesus won't be able to do the will of the Father through us, which is